Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one patches an old cloak with a piece of unshrunken cloth, for its fullness pulls away from the cloak, and tear gets worse. People do not put new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the skins burst, the wine spills out, and the skins are ruined. Rather, they pour new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today, not too many people talk about fast, because in today's world, fasting is not always easy. Even the church also gives us the allowance. If we cannot fast that day, we can do some charitable work, be charitable towards others. That's the teaching of the church. Charity comes first. That means to say, if you don't have charity, even you fast, it doesn't make sense. Jesus with disciples, they do not fast on the occasion when they were eating with some Pharisees and the disciple of John, and on that day they were fasting, and they were accused the disciple Jesus, "Why do your disciples do not fast?" On this occasion, Jesus mentioned, when the bridegroom is with the guests, all people do not have to fast. And that what it says is, I, the Savior, is with you. You must be joy. Fasting, that means Jesus himself fast of all of us. He suffered for all of us. Let us be free. Today, the church also gives us allowance. Even on Friday, we cannot keep fasting. Also, to do some charitable work can be excused. No matter how, Jesus doesn't mean you don't have to fast. Our fasting is not just not eating something, abstaining from something. Fasting is the heart and mind. Put Jesus in our heart. Our community, put Jesus in our midst. Put Jesus in the first place. That's more important. Our action of patience could be more than fasting. You just don't take something, but we open towards people, forgiving people, helping people even without your will. This is fasting, and Jesus wants to see us on a daily basis. Only one day we fast. Every moment, when you overcome your egoism, the time you don't want to have, there's a time to remind you, fast. Fast and not keep away from things, but open heart to serve, to love. Let Jesus ask Jesus this spiritual growth in us. Although today we are not used to fast very much, but at least we grow in keeping Him in our midst, in loving Him in our labors. That's the most beautiful thing that Jesus wants to see in us, this kind of openness, this fasting.